Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You wanted to play our smash hit.
Yeah, so look, the governor came out yesterday at a press conference. Mm-hmm. Abdul asked him about property taxes. Good on Abdul. It's pretty pathetic that it took this long for someone to ask the governor about the issue, but at least Abdul was willing to step up and do it.
We should send Abdul over to ask Hogsett where he was.
Well, I'm hoping when he runs for mayor, Casey, it might come
maybe,
up.
Maybe he'll ask him.
And the answer was so offensive. Let's actually play. It's in two parts. Let's play the first thing he said, and then we'll play the second.
We're assessing that very closely. Wouldn't be surprised if we do something during the course of this session.
We're assessing it very closely. And, you just hang on, boys and girls. Maybe you'll get something. Really? Like, he's just so smug. Like, people are suffering, people are hurting, and all you get is, maybe we'll get around to that. You guys, if you're good, maybe.
Well, we'll see if we can address it this session.
Then here's the second part that is even more offensive.
We're going to get at the root causes of the increases that are occurring. We need to know what is causing it per the taxing units. This is a conversation we're in close conversation with the House and the Senate leadership.
But, well, apparently, so the governor has no idea what's causing property taxes to rise. And then I told you earlier in the hour, I just had a conversation with someone who called the assessor's office, and the assessor told him, yeah, the guy next to you sold the home, and that's why, but I'm not selling my home. Yeah, it's a terrible system. We agree, but that's the system the lawmakers have made. Shut up and pay.
Yeah, Holcomb said that he was going to talk to the legislators about it. Well, maybe he needs to talk to an assessor.
That is pathetic that the governor of the state of Indiana, who has been governor for 6 years, who was the state party chairman before that, who worked for Mitch Daniels before that, whose signature issue was fibbing about capping property taxes, that claims not to know why property taxes are on the rise. And then you're led to believe we're already 3 weeks in to what is essentially a 12-ish week legislative session. So we're basically a fourth of the way through.
Right.
That you're going to sprint some bill out in the final, what, 5 or 6 weeks? Oh, yeah, that'll solve everything. That is so offensive, and that made me so mad that a county assessor employee can tell somebody over the phone, yeah, here's what's going on. We looked at this. Here's what it was. But the governor claims,
I don't know.
Me have no idea.
Yeah.
So in honor of that, in honor of Eric Holcomb once again taking a giant crap on you as a taxpayer, we thought we would bust out the property tax song. This was, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
We put this together. You wrote the lyrics. Kevin did the music, the guitar, played the did the mixing, and then I did this, what we might...
You did the amazing vocals.
The singing of some sort.
Yeah,
all right,
quite a collaborative project.
And we did this. This is to the tune of Atlantic City, a song written by Bruce Springsteen. Probably the more known version was recorded by the band.
It's the only protest song about property taxes that we know of.
Yes. All right. Ready? Go.
Well, they blew up the budget in Indy last night, and they blew up our wallets too. Down on West Washington, they're getting ready to fight. Gonna see what them Republicans can do. Now there's trouble coming from property taxes, and the people can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble with all these big old jackasses, and the House assessor's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Well, now taxes rise, baby, that's a fact. But maybe taxes will rise and someday come back. Put your game face on, make your finances pretty, and make me pay today in downtown Indy.
Nice. There you go. That's our ode. Ode to your property taxes. Really should be a sad song.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The ball is in your court. I want to get to your side pieces, but real quick, you have all the time in the world over the weekend to send an email to your state House member, your state Senate member. It'll take you 5 minutes to find who they are. It'll take you 2 minutes to send the email. If you don't do anything, and somebody made a good point on Twitter when we were talking about this earlier, they said the reason the Republicans get on bended knee and kowtow to the angry red-shirted teachers
is because they show up.
Yes, they get angry and they show up. You, as conservatives, think voting is enough. It is not. These people are not your friend. It doesn't matter what letters next to their name. They will do. They will cater to whoever puts up the biggest resistance.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So you decide. You're going to get screwed this year on property taxes. They're not going to help you. They're not going to change the system. They're not going to do anything until you out peacefully anger the angry red-shirted teachers. And until you peacefully out loud the angry red-shirted teachers. Ball's in your court. Sitting around complaining around the dinner table about it ain't going to do it. Calling this radio show ain't going to do it. This radio show is the conduit and the vessel to tell you what's going on and to tell you what to do. Ball's in your court.